U.S. immigration agents raiding a pallet and crate manufacturer as part of a crackdown on illegal workers. Some companies are worried about how the crackdowns and pending legislation in U.S. Congress may affect their ability to stay in business. Employers are not supposed to knowingly hire illegals, but sorting out who is in the country legally is not always easy, and those companies depend on the labor pool mostly made up of non-Americans. Sean McBurney represents the American Hotel and Lodging Association in Washington, D.C.
Our members are actually quite concerned. They've had labor shortages for years. They've tried to hire Americans, they just can't find them. There are folks that have put out 200-plus ads per year and have had two applications for them. They pay well over minimum wage plus benefits, and they still can't find people.
They don't have proper documents. Almost all of them.
Julian Herron represents the interest of Western U.S. agricultural growers, another industry heavily dependent on foreign workers. He says his industry has already seen the economic impact of the tightening of the U.S. borders after the terrorist attacks of September 11th, 2001.
In the winter of 2004, the workforce in the border area was greatly disrupted. Many of the buses carrying workers, both legal and illegal workers, to harvest this nation's vegetable crop were stopped sometimes as many as three times a day.
Herron says that resulted in millions of dollars in losses for vegetable growers in Yuma, Arizona, and had an impact on other businesses.
The laborers lose their wages. The truck drivers lose their wages. The cooling sheds lose their wages. The box manufacturers lose their sales. And if we look in the Yuma area, where normally there's about 50,000 acres of lettuce produced each winter, if there were no workers, and that hadn't happened, but if there were none, the total loss would be in excess of $590 million.
But business experts say the problems don't stop with the lost income. They say current laws requiring them to verify documents such as driver's license presented by immigrant workers to prove they're in the country legally put employers at legal risk as well.
There's a series of documents that they must accept at face value. The law states, federal law states that at face value, if they appear genuine, you must accept them as genuine. If the employer questions that, they can be fined for civil rights violations under the same law.
Mr. Herron says employers have been wrongfully accused of knowingly hiring illegal workers.
The Congress, is at least the House, has tried to put on the back of the employer the responsibility to determine who's legal and who isn't. And that's okay if there's a way to do that. But at present, there's no way to do that.
So the challenge for these businesses is to convince Congress not to penalize employers for hiring illegal aliens. In an election year when many voters are worried about the influx of illegals, that could not be easy to do. Jeff Schweikert, VOA News, Washington.